Are you ready to change your habits, sculpt your destiny, and light up your path to greatness? Welcome to the epicenter of transformation. This is Mick Unplugged. We'll help you identify your because, so you can create a routine that's not just productive, but powerful. You'll embrace the art of evolution, adapt strategies to stay ahead of the game, and take a step toward the extraordinary. So let's unleash your potential. Now, here's Mick.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the next and latest greatest episode of Mick Unplugged. And today, this is personal. We're talking to one of my goats. As a matter of fact, when I talk to this person, when I text and communicate, I always say, my goat, how are you doing? Ladies and gentlemen, and I have to read this off. So if you're watching the video, you're going to see me reading because I can't miss this. Four-time Parade All-American, McDonald's All-American, High School Player of the Year, in college, consensus first team All-American, all ACC, number two pick of the 1991 NBA draft, LaFrac City's finest, my GOAT, Mr. Kenny Anderson. Kenny, welcome to the show, my brother.
Thanks for having me on. And it's a blessing being on here and letting everybody know my history, where I come from, what I'm doing now, and my life is going well. And I appreciate it.
I appreciate you back, man. And, you know, we've had a lot of talks offline, and you know what you mean to me and to my story in my life. So I truly appreciate you in that. But hearing those accolades, man, like sometimes do you go back and say, is that really me?
No, not really. I started playing basketball at a young age, at about 6 years old. But it came to me my freshman year in high school when we won the city championship. I was 15 years old. That's when it took off for me. You know, I was at Archbishop Molloy High School.
Right.
Jack Curran was my coach. And what was very unique about that whole situation, I never played the first quarter. I only played three quarters. It happened fast for me, but it happened the right way for me at the right school. I had mentors, man. I just had a great team that I listened to. And thank God I was able to overcome all my differences in my life.
Man, and let's dive into that, right? Because at Mick Unplugged, and you know this about me, Kenny, I'm all about diving deeper than your why, right? Like, I think your why is superficial, but there's a reason that makes us who we are. There's a reason that propels us forward. And I call that our because. In your illustrious career, you've seen a lot, you've been through a lot, and now you're coaching and you're transforming and inspiring other people to do that. But if we were to look back at your career, it was fueled by more than just talent.
Yeah, it was true for more than talent. I was possessed to take care of my mother. I come from nothing. I remember one day I asked my mentor, Vincent Smith, I said, I want to take care of my mother. How can I do that? He said, listen, you go to school, you go to Archbishop Molloy High School, do well in school, crack the books, play basketball, and I tell you, you'll make it. You'll be able to take care of your mother. So I zeroed in on it. And that's all I did. Played ball. Went to school and worked out on my game at the Lost Battalion Hall in Queens, New York. Now it's turning into a shelter now for the homeless. So that's a great thing. That's a great thing for the homeless. So they have somewhere to put their head and lay down and live it. I've been blessed to play the game that I love. I did my documentary, and my slogan is basketball is easy, life is hard. Mm. So that's just how I came up. I remember growing up, my junior year in high school, one of my best years ever playing basketball. But I got evicted, me and my mother, out of our apartment. Got evicted that year. Moved in with my cousin, and my mother used to come see me every morning before I went to school. My life has been, you know, upside down, crazy at times.
Mm-hmm.
At times. But it was always put together, you know, for my my beliefs. My belief is I was going to make it out of the ghetto. And by that, playing ball, going to school, being a humble person.
Right.
My mother taught me that. You know, I don't care how big I got the game of basketball, but I was always humble.
Yes, sir.
Even bragging, joking around, I don't even know how to do that. I get a little, you know, bothered by doing, you know, just bragging and saying this and that. I don't even get into that. I just get into, you know, I was blessed to play the game I love, and that's the game of basketball.
I get it. I get it. And one of the things that I love about you and why, you know, again, you told me not to talk about Carolina, but even though I went to Carolina a year at Tech, one of the things that I loved about Kenny Anderson was this. You worked, right? Like, a lot of folks have talent, Like, there's people in business that are better than me, right? Like, I don't have the sharpest of business minds. Like, I feel like I'm up there, but I'm not the best. But no one's ever going to outwork me or outthink me, or they're not going to be fueled the way that I'm fueled internally. And that's what made me connect with you at a very young age, was I saw that in your face on the basketball court. I was like, there's something that's making Kenny Anderson different. Like, what do you think that, I know it's your mom in the story, the connection.
Yeah, I know people get tired of me saying, but it was just my mom. I wanted to take care of my mother, so I had to work extremely hard. And this is where the story from 13 to 35, you know, that's where high school, Jack Kern, Archbishop Malou High School was great. Georgia Tech, Bobby Crimmins, Kevin Cantwell, Sherman Dillard. Those were my assistant coaches at Georgia Tech. And then it started getting great. That's where the NBA came in, and it was just all about the business aspect of it. And I never experienced that. So I just wanted to play ball and enjoy my life. When money gets involved in anything, it gets kind of sticky. But that's when it changed me a little bit. And I was able to take care of my mother. But, you know, I just didn't continue working extremely hard. You know, when I got to the NBA, kind of tilted it off. I say it, you know, I was able to do, you know, if you had much talent as I had, I was able to just cut it on and off. But most people can't do that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
In my situation. But I know I would have had a crazy NBA career if I would have continued to work extremely hard on my craft, which I didn't a little bit. I didn't.
So here's where I'm going to give you some accolades, because, you know, I'm left-handed. Yeah. My first jersey number was 7. But I always tell people this. Kenny Anderson created the combo point guard. Like, you were the first one. Like, I remember watching Georgia Tech games. Yeah. Fast break. Most of the time, people go in for a layup or a jam. Yeah. Kenny Anderson is pulling up and shooting a 12-footer on a fast break. Right? The world hadn't seen that before. Now it's the norm. Do you feel like you were a trendsetter in that combo guard kind of aspect?
Yeah, I don't know about was I a trendsetter, but this is I just did the drills me and my guy Vincent Smith worked on.
Right.
So, you know, we worked on them at the Lost Battalion Hall a lot. The short pull up,
you know,
under the foul. I used to do thousands of shots, thousands. With my left hand, speed, you pull it up. My right hand, through middle, side. Oh, just constantly. Just working on my game, my craft. That's just what I did. And then when I got to college level, high school, it just was like automatic because I worked on my game.
Yes, sir. Throughout your journey from the courts in New York, going to Georgia Tech and in the NBA, and even your story, right? Like, I've seen Mr. Tibbs, lie, 100 times because you're my guy.
You like it?
I love it. I'm giving it a shameless plug. Like, right now, Mr. Tibbs, everybody go watch it at least 5 times because it's that gravitating. You went through a lot of challenges, a lot of adversity. What do you think is the most significant challenge that you've overcome that's helped shape who you are today?
Wow, that's a tough question.
And I know you don't just have one. You have a few that you've overcome.
Yeah, I have a few, but I just think the main thing is, through all everything I've been through and all that, I just remain to be a good person. It's really simple, but I really can't put my hands on, you know, I did this, everything went through, I worked hard, I did this. It's just so many things were thrown at me. I failed a bunch of times, and I was able to get back up, dust myself off, and work on it, you know?
Yes,
and I just thank God that I was able to do that. Even with my health, you know, I was able to rebound from that. The bottom line is God. I can't even speak highly of what's been going on in my life, but I see all the great things that's going on. It's because of G-O-D.
It's because of
God. He's just helping me out.
There it is.
That was one thing also. I just stop, you know, hanging out with certain people, sitting out, thinking a lot, and seeing how people move, and boom, it comes to you. When you see that, when you're able to just sit back and not talk a lot, just listen, you get smarter. And I've gotten smarter over the course of years, able to see, you know, who's in it for Kenny Anderson and who's not.
You know, I talk all the time about making sure your circle is tight and then always looking at your circle, because here's what I've learned in my life. Everyone that's for you isn't always for you.
They want the praise and all that for being a part of what you have.
Exactly.
You just got to be careful of that. That's something I deal with early in my life, but now it's really changed. I'm a little older now, 53. I've been through it. So it's really tough getting anything off of me now.
I love it. I'm the same way. Same way. A couple more questions. I'm going to get you out of here because you've been gracious with your time. I hear you talk a lot about the difference in good and great. And now that you're a coach, right? Like you have that conversation with your team a lot, the difference in good and great. From the world of Kenny Anderson, what's the difference between good and great to you?
Good is you just want to be good at something. You just put the time in every now and then. But great, you discipline your time, you know, being disciplined with your time and going after it. If you want to be a basketball player, you got to work on your craft. And I tell all the guys, you're in college, so you work at school, get your good grades and basketball. That's what you should be doing. That's what should be in your mind, just getting better. You shouldn't be doing all the partying and the drinking, the smoking, and that's not going to get it. And I got to keep drilling that in these young men's head that I'm coaching and mentoring and everything. You just got to keep working. If you're serious about playing anywhere in basketball, NBA, overseas, anything, playing college basketball, playing at Fisk University, helping a team win, you got to work on your craft. You got to work out. Watch what you eat. Watch what you drink. Watch what you smoke. If you anything, you got to be more committed. And I say the commitment is the big thing. If you're willing to put the work in, it will work. It will work. And in time. Patience. Patience is a virtue. You know, my mama taught me that many years ago. Patience is a virtue. You just got to keep working, keep working, keep working. And it'll turn for you if you're doing the right things in life.
That's
if you're
right.
It's not gonna be successful. You don't want that quick thought and stuff like that. You have to sit down and just keep working.
Yes, sir. So now the head coach at Fisk, right? Team's had a decent year.
Yes.
Right? But you're doing more than coaching basketball, right? Because I know you. You're teaching young men about building a future and a legacy because, you know, everybody's not going to make it to the league. Everybody's not going to make it overseas. Yeah. There are some folks, there's actually a lot of folks that the day that they graduate college or leave, they got to go get a J-O-B. How are you helping shape that vision for the players that you interact with on a
daily basis? So that's mainly at Fisk. I don't have, you know, you got to think that no one is going to go here and make it to the league. The NBA is 1% makes it. And then you go overseas, that the percentages is probably a little bit higher. But just committing yourself to life lessons. I give my team my life lessons on how I grew up and everything like that. And hopefully it's helping them grow as human beings. I'm here for a reason. You know, I'm here at Fisk for a reason. These guys, they've been great. They've been great. Winning games is half the battle, you know, but they're graduating, being a good teammate, being a good citizen to your mother, to your family. That's the best thing. If I can teach them that, get across to them and get it in their mind, I've done my job. I'm a real believer. Here at Fisk, you know, gave me my first college job, something I always will remember, coaching these guys, coaching at Fisk, teaching these guys the right way. And we having a great year this year, you know, so it's a blessing for me to be a part of this and to give them a helping hand in life, not just athletic. It's bigger than basketball. I always say that to my team. It's bigger than basketball. I'm here for you. I'm here for you for the rest of your life. Call on me. If I can help you, you guarantee I'm going to help my guys that I, even the young ladies around here, the HBCU at Fisk University, if you call on me, if I can help you, I will give you a helping hand. That's what I'm about, helping others form their goals in life, whatever that is.
Absolutely. And I'm a testament of that because I know how generous you are with me. So again, I always tell you, I appreciate you more than you know. You don't know how much you inspire people that aren't necessarily in your circle, but your reach is tremendous. And so I appreciate them for that, man. I'm going to get you out of here with a few personal questions.
Okay.
First one, why Georgia Tech and not Carolina? The people want to know.
Oh, and people want to know. It's a story I tell all the time. It's my mother. My mother wanted me to go to Georgia Tech because I believe Coach Crimmins. She really believed in Coach Crimmins and the Southern hospitality in Atlanta when I first went down there was awesome. UNC, had a great program. I really wanted to go to Syracuse because of Pearl Washington.
Right.
And my mother was like, nope. I listened to my mother, man. That's one of the reasons I went to Georgia Tech. You know, I listened to my mother. She was like, you're going to Georgia Tech. And I was like, okay. That's what it was all about.
Yes, sir. Who was Kenny Anderson's favorite teammate, college or pro?
college was Dennis Scott, Brian Oliver, Malcolm Mackey. We was all roommates, suite mates. It was great. But my whole team was in college, Georgia Tech. I love those guys. Coach Crimmins, yep. Kevin Cantwell, Sherman Dillon is now the assistant coach at Iowa University. He coached me. That whole program at Georgia Tech when I was there was just A1. It was special.
Love it. What about NBA?
NBA, I would say Rafael Addison. He played with Syracuse, played with me with the Nets. He was just a good friend. We was awesome together. I really got into tune with him. I love Derek Coleman. Drazen Petrovic was great. Sam Bowie, the first year I went on with Mookie Blaylock. That whole team was pretty good. But we just couldn't beat Chicago because of Michael Jordan. But we had a good team. The NBA for me was another fantastic run. I played for New Jersey Nets for 4 years, Boston Celtics for 5, Portland Trailblazers was awesome. Played with Rasheed Wallace, Portland. Jermaine O'Neal, his first year coming out from high school to pro was with Portland. I played with him. He was a great young man. NBA, I played with some great shooters. As you know, I played with Dennis Scott. Played with Glenn Rice, Dale Carey, Reggie Miller, Drazen Petrovic.
Yes, sir.
I played with all those guys. I understand the game, you know. Basketball easy. Life is hard.
Yes, sir.
You know, so NBA was awesome for me, man. I really enjoyed it. I made the All-Star team 1 year in 1994. Yeah, me and Derek Coleman, we represented the New Jersey Nets. It was awesome. You know, we started. So that tells you something.
Right. What was that like? What was your first All-Star game like? Like, what was your thought process going in? And then was it different when you got there with the guys?
Yeah, it was snowing. I know we had a blizzard in Minnesota, and some people got in, some people didn't. it was kind of crazy. I really didn't think nothing of it. You know, I just wanted to participate. When I made it, I was so happy. But I made the votes. I made it on votes. So I know, you know, I wasn't sure. This is how I was with New Jersey. I don't know. I just wanted to make it for my fans. And I started because of the fans. The coaches, I don't know about them. You know, some coaches is fake, man. You know, I'm be real with it. They don't like you. They won't put you on the team. So right. they was out of the picture. So the fans is the love. Fair. So that was a blessing for me to make it. The fans was awesome. And they've been awesome with me through high school, college, pros. My fans is awesome, man. I love them.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
Even though you went to the wrong school, I am. You were always like, you can ask anyone that knows me, they will tell you. You ask me who my favorite college basketball player of all times, Kenny Anderson, and I went to UNC. Man.
So I'm glad I'm doing this show for you, and thank you for just believing in me and just cheering for me and being a fan. That's awesome.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, ladies and gentlemen, my GOAT. Mr. Kenny Anderson. Kenny, again, appreciate you. Man, you have no idea. We're going to get up together because I'm in Nashville quite a bit now, but can't wait to do that. For those that aren't following Kenny Anderson, follow. He's always dropping words of wisdom. Even though he doesn't think he's funny sometimes. And you always see him with his daily Starbucks. What'd you have this morning? What was your Starbucks this morning?
Starbucks. Got it with me, man.
Yes, sir.
I'm Americano. That's the strongest coffee with 2-3 sugars and cream. That's what I get out with.
I'm a wimp. I don't like hot coffee. Mine is always ice, but I'm always an ice vanilla latte.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe I'll get that for you my next time, but I'm always an Americano in the morning. And now this is the real thing with Starbucks. I got to go every morning because I go, I meet people in there. We just talk. It's a great building block for me. And my wife knows that. Like, I got wherever I'm at, I say, we got to find a Starbucks. And I got to go in there for at least 30 minutes. It's something that happened to me, and it grew on me, Starbucks. Yeah. And I like going in there, talking to people, meeting people, and going over all my stats and all that with my team. I sit down, and I get my head right. So I'm always at Starbucks for an hour and a half to maybe two, but cut it a half hour if I'm in another town.
Yeah, it's that Zen moment, right? Like you have that moment. It's like, this is me. This is my world.
Yes.
Well, Kenny, I appreciate you. For the listeners, you know this. Your because is your superpower. And like my man Kenny Anderson says, go unleash it.
Thanks for listening to Mick Unplugged. We hope this episode helps you take the next step toward the extraordinary and launches a revolution in your life. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast, and be sure to check us out on YouTube at Mick Unplugged. Remember, stay empowered, stay inspired, and stay unplugged.